Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
This is a special GSU E&I radio show broadcasting live from Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022, celebrating this year's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Cohort Number 3. I'm your host, Lee Cantor, and I got somebody from Cohort Number 1, Nicole Toole with ECGO. Welcome, Nicole.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm excited to catch up. Tell us about ECGO for the two people out there who don't know what you got going on.
Yes, so ECGO is a mobile app that helps college students recycle on their university campuses. We use computer vision to detect materials, and then we reward our users for recycling correctly.
So how has it been since cohort number one? Have you been growing? Have you been pivoting? What's been going on?
Yeah, so things have been a roller coaster, to say the least. So when we first were at Demo Day in 2020, we actually were a machine-making company, recycling machine company. And so we actually had recycling machines that students could put their materials in, and then we gave them points on our app. That was in February 2020. So if you could think, when we launched, that was when COVID happened. So we had to.
And those were unrelated. You had nothing to do with anything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just a coincidence.
Just a coincidence. So we had to full stop the company, make a pivot, completely change. And that's exactly what led us to ECGO. And so now our app can detect materials anywhere, even if you're at home. And we're doing really well. We just launched at Georgia State University, and we have some other universities who will be launching in January. So
how did it come about, moving from an actual machine to an app? Like, what was the kind of the thinking there, and did you need new talent to kind of build this new thing?
Yeah, we did. So we had two mechanical engineers on our team who built the machine. So when we made the pivot, me and my co-founder at the time, Ashir, had the idea to take pictures on our phone of materials and figure out if they were recyclable or not. So when we shared it with our team, it was not received with a lot of enthusiasm since we've spent all this time building this awesome machine. But we really started just testing the idea with the users, and we figured out that's actually what students wanted. And so we did make the pivot. We had to find a few new team members, but it was the best decision that we could have made.
So now walk me through it. Say I have the app in my hand and I'm at Georgia State and I'm walking around. What happens next?
Yeah, so you're walking around and you're trying to figure out if you can recycle your bag of chips. And so you pull out your phone, you go to the app, and then you can take a picture of the bag of chips. And then we'll tell you what that material is. We'll say, yeah, that's a bag of chips. And no, you cannot recycle that at Georgia State University. And then we'll show you where you can recycle it. Or if in this case cannot recycle it, and then you'll get your, you wouldn't get 10 points, but if it was recyclable, you would get 10 points.
Right. But if it was an aluminum can, then that would be recyclable, and it would say there's a recycling bin just around the corner or something like that.
Exactly.
Wow. So that's a big difference than what you used to have.
Definitely.
So now, how did you know you were kind of on the right direction? Did you beta test this with folks? You shared the app with folks and then they started actually doing it?
Yeah. So in 2020, we did our first beta test with my neighborhood, actually, in Forsyth County. And so we had just my neighbors just testing out, taking pictures of the materials, and we were literally manually giving them points for it. But it wasn't until I actually pitched the idea to Keith Harrison, who's the CEO of the Recycling Partnership, and she loved the idea and actually connected us to Georgia State University. So that's how we got on GSU's campus. So that's when things really started to take off, and we realized that there was an actual need for our solution.
And then so from a user standpoint, I take a picture of the can. And then how do you just believe me that I threw it in the bin?
Yeah. So it's an honor system.
It's an honor system?
Right now, yes.
So then I hopefully throw it in the can. And then what do I get for doing that?
Yeah. So you'll get your points. And then we have a range of gift cards as well as discounts for restaurants on campus that you can redeem your points for.
And then how has that been going? Now you have to find restaurants too. Now you're kind of a multi-point marketplace here, right?
Yeah.
You have the user who finds the recyclable stuff. Now you got to have places that say, hey, I'll give them something for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's why right now we're doing gift cards, just to really start out. But we're currently making partnerships around Atlanta who can give off these deals.
And then, so you have to find places that'll have you, like GSU. You mm-hmm. have to have kind of businesses that'll support you, and you have to have users that are going to use this thing.
Yes.
All at the same time. That must keep you pretty busy.
It does. It does.
So how do you kind of attack something like that? Like, what advice would you give other founders that are building something that requires all three of those constituents?
I think it's starting with the most important thing. And so for us, it was really, we needed a university to pay for our solution. So that's where we started. And just to figure out if they were willing to pay for something like this. And once we did get that green light, then we were like, okay, we can go ham with figuring out how to get students on this application. So I would definitely say start with the most important thing, and you can figure out everything else later on.
And that's hard for a lot of entrepreneurs to kind of figure out what is the most important thing, though, right? Because a lot of everything seems urgent at the beginning.
That's true. That's true. So I would really say, I mean, get advice from mentors. That's what we did.
And that's what really was the key, because they pointed you in the direction of the most important thing, right?
Exactly.
Because once they said, hey, if you get this, then we'll help you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So having a good entrepreneurial ecosystem and a network that you can tap into can really save you a lot of time and effort, because otherwise you might go down this rabbit hole that might be the wrong thing to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I would also say for early entrepreneurs, you don't have a network. So like the people that you connect with, they do. So it's really important as an entrepreneur starting out to connect with everyone, because you never know who they're connected with and how they can help you. So
now when you were part of cohort number one and you were going with this kind of a machine, mm-hmm. has it been useful to be part of the alumni's in the program? Was that useful to help you where you are today?
Yeah, I would say that it was helpful. After demo day, and once COVID came, we were all pretty shocked with like what to
right.
even do.
This wasn't on the roadmap.
It wasn't on the roadmap. We had no idea. So really getting the support from our mentors on figuring out how to navigate 2020 was really important for us. It were really important for me anyway. So I would say that their guidance and their mentorship and their support through that was really, really helpful.
Now, have you found the Atlanta entrepreneurial ecosystem collaborative? Are they folks that they were open to helping, or was it kind of a kind of dog eat dog world where nobody wanted to help?
Very, very collaborative. I really think there's no other place like Atlanta to start a business, because it's large, but it's also small. So everyone knows each other. And whenever I'm sharing my idea, people are always looking for ways to help, connecting me to other people who can continue to help me on my journey as well. So I'm always been blown away at the support that I've received from people in the community. I definitely don't think there's anything like it. So
now some entrepreneurs are kind of afraid. They don't want to tell their idea because someone's going to steal my idea. Do you have any advice for that kind of thinking or that person?
I really forget about that. Like, that's the last thing you need to be worrying about. Building a company is really risky and it takes a lot. So for someone to be like, oh, that's a great idea, I'm going to take on that risk and see if it'll work too, I think is really rare. So I think really taking the stance of how can these people help me? So be open with your idea, because they might even show you things that you didn't think about. That was something that we started out like giving people NDAs about our technology. But we quickly learned that it's really too early to be doing something like that.
Right. I think a lot of folks, they're just kind of operate in an area of fear. Mm-hmm. And I think most people, by and large, want to help. And that I've not heard of anybody that is going to just listen to a paragraph about your idea and just go, you know what? I'm going to stop doing everything I'm doing and change my life to do this thing you've been thinking about 24/7, you know, for weeks, months, or years. That's unlikely.
Extremely unlikely. I think more people want to just help you.
Right.
To see it.
It's just easier for them.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, what do you need more of?
Gosh, that is a great question. So right now we are raising money. So if there's any investors, any people that want to partner with us, that's something we're definitely looking for at this stage.
And maybe other universities or other places that might want to help you kind of try out the service in their community?
Yes, definitely. So any universities, we're also looking at municipalities. So if you want to start testing out our technology on your campus, we're happy to assist you.
And then what's a website if somebody wants to learn more?
Yes, go to www.ecoecgo.co.
All right, Nicole, thank you so much for sharing your story. You're doing important work. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022.